وارتقى الإيمان.
Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes, reminding myself and you and all of us about the importance of Ramadan, the beauties of Ramadan, and the blessings of Ramadan too. Did you know that in Islam we know that this is a very special month that has mercy from Allah? There's mercy in this month from Almighty Allah called Rahmah. There's something else in this month called Maghfir, which is forgiveness of Allah. And there's something else in this month which is to be emancipated from the fire of hell. And we definitely look for that. We so much are looking forward to it. And we remember there's a prayer, a supplication. It's good to say it any time you like, even in your prayers, in your salah. But it's a good one to think about now too, when we say about Allahumma, O Allah, I ask for you the good in this life and the good in the next life. And what? Freedom from the fire of hell. This actually is a verse from the Quran. If you'd like to say it completely, you say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanat wa fil akhirati hasanat wa qina adhab an-nar. And it means what I said. My Lord, grant us good in this life and the good for the next life, and save us from the punishment of the fire. You'd like to try it again? Okay. Listen carefully. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanat wa fil akhirati hasanat wa qina adhab an-nar. Now there's another one that we can say when we say Allahumma a'udhu bika min sharri, I seek refuge in you from the evil of the qabr, or the punishment of the grave, and the punishment of the fire, the nar, and the punishment that comes in this part of the afterlife, the part that is so scary. I don't want to be in the hellfire. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to suffer in the grave. This is scary for me. Please, Allah, save me from that. And also in this worldly life, I need Allah to protect me here too. There's evil in this worldly life too. There's punishment and evil around us. But we can escape from that in a very beautiful way. Ask Allah. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, right this minute, you can turn to your God, your Lord. It's my God and my Lord too. It's our Lord. That's why we say Allahumma, our God, our God. Save us from this. Protect us from this. Again, give us the good of this life and the good of the next life, and save us from the punishment of the fire. What is the good of this life? Well, actually, the good of this life is anything which will help us get the good of the next life, isn't it? So we're not really worried about new cars, big houses, fancy jobs and careers. What we're most concerned about are the things that will make me closer to my Lord and farther away from the punishment. If I keep this balance in my mind, hoping to be with Allah and afraid to be in that bad place, this will help me with my reminders all year long, not just in the month of Ramadan. But certainly this is a good reminder for us right now, isn't it? We're almost out of time, so I need to remind you again about our website. Our website, RamadanReminders.com, is there for you to use anytime, not just in Ramadan. So you can go to www.RamadanReminders.com, and while you're there, check out the many videos we have, the stories that we have, even learn about people coming to Islam, all right there on Ramadan Reminders. And remember this, you can share it with as many people as you like, as much as you like. Until next time, this is Yusuf Estes for Ramadan Reminders, wishing you peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Bin Nuri Ashraqa wal Huda Ramadan wal Khayr Aqbala wartaqa al Iman. Bin Nuri Ashraqa wal Huda Ramadan Ramadan wal Khayr Aqbala wartaqa al Iman. Wal Muslimun الصائمون تأهبوا كالجند في سوح الوغى فرسان.